Welcome to Westmore.
Greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. First, we thank God for the father of the house.
Yes.
Dr. and Apostle Jerry Ara Nelson. God bless you and the first lady and all the pastors in the house, the church leadership. We give God the praise. He was with me in Africa, and our people loved him a lot. They were doubting if he's above 70 years of age because he has a lot of energy. And we went to the Victoria Falls. We went down, and as we were coming up, I was tired to come up, but he was running. He has got an extraordinary energy. We thank God for that. And people enjoyed the dance.
Yes.
As he dances on the pulpit, jumping up and down, they enjoyed that. We give God the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand.
Hallelujah.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the thanks. For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We exalt your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Let us go straight to the word of the Lord. Our text comes from the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 25 up to 27. Talk to me, somebody. I believe you're excited this morning. Joel chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palm worm, my great army which I send among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that have dwelt wondrous with you, and my people will never be put to shame. And you shall know that I am the Lord in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be put to shame. And my people shall never be put to shame. It has been repeated twice. Now, I want you to understand that you have heard the word there, shame, that my people will never be put to shame. So I want to go to the dictionary and explain the word shame. The author, the psychologist by the name of Dr. Robert D. Cadwell, puts it this way, and he says, shame is the inner experience of feeling of being not wanted. It is feeling worthless, rejected, feeling guilty, feeling as if no one loves you. So as we are living in this world, sometimes when you have that shame, you feel like nobody wants you. And that brings me, if you are looking for a title of the message, I've entitled this message, "The Shame is Over." Amen. The shame is over. I want you to lift up your right hand and shout, "The shame is over." One more time. One more time. In this life that we are living in, we face a lot of challenges. And sometimes when you don't overcome those challenges, you feel ashamed. But one thing that I want you to know, it is the plan of God to restore what the caterpillar has eaten, what the cankerworm has eaten, what the palm worm has eaten. Recently in my country, Zambia, because in Zambia, our staple food is cornmeal, and that's what we eat. Then this insect called armyworm, which ate the crops, and Zambia went through drought. Then the government had to bring some sprayers, and they had to spray in order to kill the armyworm, which was eating the crops. So I give you that illustration to let you know that whatever is disturbing your life, in the name that is above every name, it shall be out of your life by fire. Oh, I enjoy the way you lift up your hands to say amen. And if your amen will be on top of your voice, receive it now in Jesus' name. I will restore what the caterpillar has eaten. And the word restoration means to give back. There are many things that we have lost as children of God, and the only one who can restore is God. You have tried to go to the psychiatrist, the psychologist, to restore joy in your life, but the more they give you their treatment, the more you become worried, the more you want to kill yourself, the more you want to commit suicide. But I've come to town to let you know that it's only Jesus that can give you whatever the devil has stolen from your life. And that is what we call restoration. And I'm praying now, devil, give us back our joy. Give us back our peace. Give me back my healing. Give me back my anointing. Whatever you have lost must come back by fire. It must come back by fire. Some of you used to pray for 10 hours. But now you pray only for 3 minutes. You start yawning. You are tired. What happened? The devil has stolen your prayer life. Some of you used to invite somebody to come to church, and now you are blaming the pastors to say the church is not growing. Well, God has sent me to you to let you know that it is not the work of your pastor, so that the church can grow, but it is your duty when you are at the shopping mall to talk to somebody about the love of God. Clap your hands. You blame men of God, saying that church is not growing. Pastors are not working. Let me tell you something. The work of the pastors is not to go from house to house to talk to people about the love of God. It is not their job. The work, I'll take you to Ephesians, the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. In verse 12 of Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible says the purpose of the fivefold ministry is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And you say, preacher, what are you talking about? I want you to know that when you come to the house of God, you are not coming here to be a spectator. When you come to the house of God, you come here to be empowered. You come here to be equipped. You come here to be anointed, so that when you go to the shopping mall, when you go to Cracker Barrel to go and have your meal, you talk to somebody. My friend, God loves you. My brother, God loves you. My sister, God loves you. And as you do that, you invite them to come to the house of God. And the men of God will teach them and pray for them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. I have seen Dr. Nelson. I've got wonderful business cards. You can come to the pastor and say, man of God, can you give me 10 business cards? Because I want to give out to people wherever I go. If you are a student, you give your fellow students. If you are a teacher where you are teaching, you give your fellow teachers and your students as well. Wherever you are working, wherever you are, let the whole Wilson know there is a church on fire.
And this church is on fire. I say this church is on fire. Then you get those cards and you begin to give them. And you invite them to say, come to our church. And these empty seats will never be empty. I'm preaching, but before I can continue, my brother, can you give me that chair? Give me that chair. May you give me that chair. Or is it, it can't come out? Just hold it with me there. Under the apostolic anointing that is on my head, I declare and I decree, as I've stepped my legs in this church, there shall never be any chair that will be empty. In the name that is above every name, so shall it be in Jesus' name. If you agree with me, let your name sound like thunder. I say, let your amen sound like thunder. I say, let your amen sound like thunder. So shall it be. I say, so shall it be. I prophesy to every chair to be filled in Jesus' name. It is well. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. It is well. It is well. Hallelujah. The shame is over. The shame is over. Some of you are moving with tablets in your bags because you have got a chronic disease. Under this apostolic anointing, I prophesy and I declare that your sickness is over. Your disease is over. Your suffering is over. Some of you, you have a situation where you keep on saying, oh no, I'm not worried. I'm just waiting upon the Lord. And you are comforting yourself with a scripture saying they shall run and not worry. Well, I'm here to let you know that you don't have to misinterpret the scripture, because there is a difference between being delayed and waiting upon the Lord. Are you sure that you're waiting upon the Lord, or you are delayed? Some people have been delayed, and because they have been delayed, they keep on saying, I'm waiting upon the Lord. I have come all the way from South Africa. I have come to you to let you know that don't misinterpret the scripture saying you are waiting upon the Lord when you've been delayed. Because there is a difference. You can't keep on saying, my asthma, I can't get healed, I'm waiting on the Lord. For how long are you going to wait on the Lord? Oh, time is now. If you need to be healed, get healed now. If you need to preach, you need to preach now. If you need to evangelize, you need to evangelize now. Now is the time. The Bible says, for the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and the violent people, they take it by force. The woman who bled for 12 years, she did not say every day, no, I'm waiting upon the Lord. I'm waiting upon the Lord. I'm waiting upon the Lord. But one day, she put her hands, I believe, in her waist and said, devil, enough is enough. I have been bleeding for a long time. My fellow women don't want to come near me. The Jewish culture does not allow me to come to Jesus. But I'm going to break the tradition. And she came. She came. And she, as she came, she touched the garment of Jesus. Do you want a revelation? Do you want a revelation? She touched the garment of Jesus. Many people were touching him. Remember that when they pour oil on the priest, it comes down to the beard, to the clothes, and it comes down to the end of the garment, which is called the hem, and the anointing settles in the hem. So when this woman touched Jesus, Jesus said, wait a minute, somebody touched me. Why? Because other people were touching him, but they were not touching him where the anointing was. But the woman knew the secret and went straight to the end of the garment. And when she touched him, Jesus said, I feel virtue has come out of me who touched me. And as she touched him, she went down. Let me tell you something. Your prayer, your life of prayer will take you down. Do you know the signs of an anointed man of God is humbleness? When you are anointed, you have to be humble. Even when you are blessed, you have to stay humble. So the woman of God went and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. In Africa, we have got church members. If they give you a bigger offering, they want to control you as a pastor. Well, you can perish with your money. I don't need your money. I'll preach the word of God. Because when they give you, they want to tell you what to preach. An anointed preacher should not preach what people want him to preach, but he must preach what the Lord says he must preach. Oh, I feel the presence of God. And when she touched him, it was a touch of faith. That situation that was causing her to be ashamed of bleeding, came to an end immediately when she touched the garment of Jesus. I have come to declare today, if you can touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, your shameful situation will come to an end in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody say yes. Yes. Somebody say yes. Yes. Somebody say yes. Yes. Your shameful situation will come to an end. And Jesus now came to the woman and said, who touched me? Then she came trembling that, Master, I'm the one who touched you. And Jesus told her the first thing, daughter, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. The greatest miracle is not opening blind eyes. The greatest miracle is for the forgiveness of sins. That's why I'm encouraging you, Westmoreland, I love you, I'm praying for you. Please don't just come to church to sit. Come to the house of God saying, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I am available. Use me to your glory. Anoint me with your power. Anoint me with your fire. And when you are anointed, you don't need the pastors to tell you, go and talk to that one. Go and talk to that one. On your own, you will move and bring people to the house of God. And as you do that, God will use you mightily. I've told you, you have got wonderful business cards. And I'm going to anoint all those business cards today. I'll pray and give you members. Go and give people wherever you are. Next Sunday, we want many people to come here. How can they come without you preaching to them? Romans 10 verse 13, 14 talks about something very, very important. How shall we go unless there is a preacher? And how shall he preach unless he is sent? So God has sent you to go out and preach so that people can be saved. So that people can be set free. Clap your hands to the Lord. So whatever the enemy has stolen, it will come back to you. Now listen again. People can fight you. That's what I wrote on Facebook. People can fight you, but they cannot fight the grace on your life. People can fight you, but they cannot fight the grace on your life. The grace that is on your life. The grace that is on your life. Nobody can fight it. If God has destined this church to be jam-packed, Apostle Jerry Nelson, there is no demon, there is no power that can stop that. And I stand as an apostle to the nations that from today, this church will be packed by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If you agree with me, shout yes. If you agree with me, shout amen 3 times. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You know why I want people to be coming here? Because there is power here.
Yes.
You know I want many people to come here? Because there is anointing here. My people will never be put to shame again. The shame is over. I feel like preaching to you now. The shame is over. Romans chapter 10 and verse 11. The Bible declares, whosoever who calls upon the name of the Lord will never be put to shame. Your shame of struggling is over. Your shame of sickness and disease is over. Your shame of sin is over. Your shame of backbiting and gossip is over. Your shame of struggle is over. Come, Lord Jesus, and help me. Oh, I feel the presence of God. Whatever power, whatever infirmity that want to cause you pain, that want to cause you disease, it is over. If I'm preaching to you, shout yes. If I'm talking to you, shout yay. If you're the one I'm preaching to, shout amen 3 times.
Amen.
Shout grace 3 times. Your shouting of grace is in the mortuary. Shout grace 3 times with power. So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, when you come to the house of God, you have to be excited. And when you shout amen, don't shout amen as if you did not have your breakfast. Let your amen sound like thunder. I say, let your amen sound like thunder. I say, let your amen sound like thunder.
Amen.
I say, let your amen sound like thunder.
Amen.
Give me a born again amen 5 times.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's wonderful.
Praise God.
My people will never be put to shame again.
Praise God.
Friends, it is a shame when you go to Walmart for shopping with your trolley. You reach at the teller, you swipe your card and it says decline. It is a shame. But I stand as an apostle. Your shame is?
Over.
Your shame is?
Over.
Your shame is? Your shame is?
Over.
You move with medication in your bag. Because the doctor told you if you don't drink it, you never survive. Listen to me, I come as an apostle to let you know. You shall live and not die. And declare the oracles of the Lord.
Amen. Welcome.
I used to have stomach ulcers. And they told me, don't drink Coca-Cola. Now I drink Coca-Cola like crazy. Because Dr. Jesus has healed me. Dr. Jesus has healed me. If you believe in God for a house, receive that grace. Go buy your house. If you believe in God for marriage, go get married. If you believe in God for blessings, go and get those blessings. But there is one thing which people forget. And this is, your miracle is connected to your seed. Your miracle, you need to write this one down. Your miracle is connected to your seed. Some of you don't get miracles because you are not dangerous givers. You must become a dangerous giver. I say you must become a dangerous giver. And this trip, God has already showed me signs that is really going to bless me this year. I was at Fairview walking at the Cross Creek Mall. As I'm walking, there was a car coming, and the car waited for me to cross. I crossed the road. I thought the guy was trying to give me chance, but he wanted more. Then he said, sir, no, wait, I want to talk to you. I said, okay, fine. And he was in the uniform. He was a soldier. He was in the army. He said, sir, where are you from? I say, I'm from South Africa. And he said, me, I'm from Cameroon. I say, oh, praise the Lord. He says, brother, I don't know you, but if I had a chance, I wanted you to see my home. And because I did not have chance, here is a $50. Go and buy lunch. I mean, I never met that person. I never knew him. So I want you to know also that before the end of 2017, you are going to receive a blessing that will shock your life. I say you are going to receive a blessing that will shock your life. In the name that is above every name. Man of God, I want you to know when I go back to Africa, you are going to phone me to tell me that new people are coming to the church. Because my eyes are open, I'm seeing new people coming. I'm seeing empty chairs being filled because of the hand of the Lord. Are you with me? Are you happy? Are you ready to work? The shame is over. So it's time to work. The shame is over. It's time to pray. The shame is over. It's time to give. The shame is over. It's time to do the work of the Lord. Clap your hands. In the book of Hosea, chapter 6 and verse 1, the Bible says, come, let us return to the Lord. For he has torn that he will heal us. He has striken that he will bind us up. And on the third day, he will restore us. Apostle Nelson, when you told the church on Friday to say, call grace three times, it was not from your own head. It was the Holy Spirit who spoke to you. Amen. And I'm here to confirm that. In Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1, there are three things which the Lord mentions there. Number one, come. Yes. Number two, revive. Yes. Number three, restore. Yes. I have come as an apostle to confirm what you taught us on Friday. That God has brought revival to this church. God has brought restoration to this church. And God wants you, because you have already come, but now he wants you to go into the world. In Hosea 6, he says, come. In Matthew 11:28, he says, come. You must come first before you can go. But in Matthew 28, he said, go ye into all the world and preach. Because the shame is over, I must win souls. Because the shame is over, I must bring the lost into the kingdom of God. Because the shame is over, I'm no longer sick in my body. I have to go and preach the word of God. For blessed are the feet of those who bring the good news of salvation. Blessed are the feet of those who bring the good tidings. I bless your feet today. I bless your feet today. I bless your feet today. Bring the good tidings of the Lord. The shame is over. The reproach is over. Struggling is over. Diseases is over. Now Jesus, send me to preach to the lost people, moving around, preaching the word of God. On the third day, I will revive you. What does it mean to revive? Something is dead. You bring it back to life. I'm about to make a very serious declaration. Are you ready? Are you ready? Is your amen going to be on top of your voice? Is your amen going to shout like thunder? I'm about to make a very serious declaration. Are you ready?
Yes.
Whatever is dead in your life has come back to life now.
Yes.
I say now.
Yes.
I say now.
Yes.
I say now.
Yes.
I have touched the chair. Now I speak to the ground. Are you listening to me? I have touched the seat or the chair. But now I speak to the ground. I hope my brother can catch me here. Now I speak to the ground. Whoever spoke a curse to this ground against this church, that curse is now powerless. The curse is powerless. I bless the ground. I anoint the ground. And I loosen people from north, east, west, south to locate this church. In the name that is above every name. Shout amen 17 times. I say shout amen 17 times. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me make the declaration first. Then after that I'll be counting. And if you want to stand, you stand. If you want to jump, you jump. If you want to dance, dance. You are free in the house of God. When you go to watch football, before the goal can be in the net, you're already jumping. Why can't you do that in the house of God? Don't look so sanctimonious in the house of God. You've got to jump. You've got to celebrate. Oh, I was glad, very glad, when they said unto me, let us go to the house of God. This is not a funeral place. It's the house of God. Only in the mortuary there is quietness. In the mortuary. In the maternity ward, babies are making no... They are crying. The babies are crying. This is the maternity ward here. We need some noise here. We need some noise here. And having talked about the maternity ward, if you are believing God for a baby, go and buy the napkins. Your baby is on the way. I say your baby is on the way. In the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
This is the maternity ward where babies are making noise.
Yes.
Mortuary, there is quietness there.
That's right.
Silence. In the mortuary. But in the maternity ward, there is noise. And this is a maternity ward. Because every Sunday, people will be getting born again here. Every Sunday, Dr. Nelson, you'll be receiving new members here. Shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for the declaration?
Yes.
Are you ready for the declaration?
Yes.
I declare
yes.
that whoever cursed the ground
yes.
today under the apostolic voice,
yes.
I break that curse
yes.
and I bless the ground. And I command the ground to receive new people.
Yes.
And I want you to shout amen 17 times. One.
Amen.
Two.
Amen.
Three.
Amen.
Four.
Amen.
Five.
Amen.
Six.
Amen.
Seven.
Amen.
Eight.
Amen.
Nine.
Amen.
Ten.
Amen.
11.
Amen.
12.
Amen.
13.
Amen.
14. 15, 16, 17, 17, 17. It is well. Keep on standing. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Now listen to me. You say, preacher, why 17? Why 17? Because the number 17, it means defeating the enemy and defeating him really victoriously.
Hallelujah.
That is 17. So the enemy is defeated.
Praise God.
I say the enemy is defeated.
Yes.
I say the enemy is defeated.
Yes.
I say the enemy is defeated.
Yes.
The enemy is defeated.
Yes.
The enemy is defeated.
Amen.
Your problems are defeated.
Amen.
Your shame is defeated.
Amen.
Poverty is defeated.
Amen.
Struggle is defeated.
Amen.
Lucky is defeated.
Amen.
Pain is defeated.
Amen.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you happy? The number 17 means victory. The number 17 means complete. The number 17 means victory over the enemy. As I have closed now, can I talk to you a little bit? Because I feel something pushing me now. You're going to overcome victoriously. You're going to come out victoriously. Don't worry about what you are today. You are a winner in Jesus. You are an overcomer in Jesus. The shame is over. The reproach is over. Your financial issues are over. Shout amen 5 times. You are a blessed church. There is a song we sing in Africa. And we say, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Do you know it, brother? Can you sing us that song? As you sow that seed, servant of the Lord, that house you want to build, you will build it. That house you want to buy, you shall buy it. Whatever you want to achieve, it is yours in the name of the Lord. May you sing us that song, then we are going to pray.
Yes.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Hallelujah.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I do say, get me behind. Victory today is mine.
Wait a minute, Brother Rick, wait a minute. Just a minute. You can't sing victory is yours, but you sing as if you're in the hospital.
That's right.
I say no, it is an error. You must jump. You must dance.
Yes.
Victory is yours. You must move around.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Don't say victory is mine. bound like this. No, 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 no. Come on, Brother Ricky.
Oh,
somebody dance.
Is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today.
Come on. Victory is mine. I need a dance. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Woo!
Yes!
I told Satan,
hallelujah,
get thee behind.
Oh, victory.
That's how you do this thing. Say, you're in the flesh, you better believe it. You've got a body, you got to start dancing though. Got to get unbound in Jesus' name.
Victory.
Sister Clara, where are you? Come on, Sister Clara. She's a dancer. I know she's a dancer. Glory. Get thee behind. Brother Philip, go on, praise the Lord the way you want to. He almost did it when he's coming in that hall after the offering. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory. Anybody else, if you want to get out in the aisles and dance, just feel free to do it. Glory. Dance and get your breakthrough in Jesus' name. Woo! Victory is mine. Victory is mine.
Oh, victory today.
This is how I get my exercise a lot of times, just praising God so I can get that strength he's talking about. Woo! Glory. Victory today. Got any joy in that, brother?
Oh, that joy is
joy
mine.
Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind.
I said joy.
Joy today. Anybody else want to dance? You're just ashamed. The shame is over.
Woo!
I said the shame is over. The shame is over. Get out and dance. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Victory today is mine.
I chose Satan to get thee behind.
Victory today is mine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Keep on standing. Now I'm going to call an altar call. You are here, you are saying, man of God.
Yes.
The shame is over. I don't want any shame in my life. It must be over. God, deliver me. Come and stand here. Let us pray a corporate prayer of agreement. In the name of the Lord. Come. Shame is over. Shame is over. Shame is over. Come, we agree in prayer.
To
Come closer. Don't be afraid of the altar. Don't be afraid of the altar.
Praise God.
Where I'm standing here, it is not the stage. This is the holy altar.
That's right.
This is the holy altar.
Come on.
Can I tell you something else before I pray for you? When you come to church, you are not coming as church members. You are coming as sons and daughters of the house.
Amen.
Can I talk to you? Can I talk to you?
Yes.
Lift up your hands and say, I'm a son.
I'm a son.
I'm a daughter of this house. Can I tell you something else? If you want miracles to happen first in your life, do you know what is the secret? Respect the father.
Yes.
Of the house.
Amen.
Respect the father of the house. It's the father of this house that has got power to bless you. When Hannah went in the temple to pray many, many times, it took the man of God to speak and say, he did not pray, he only spoke. He said, it shall be well according to what you want.
Amen.
And she received her miracle. The words of the man of God carry power.
That's right.
We can have the same flesh, but we are anointed.
That's right.
We have got power. Are you with me?
Yes.
So honor the man of God.
Yes.
And you shall see what the Lord is going to do.
Glory to God.
Come closer. Hey. I want you to be near the altar.
Yes.
I don't want you to be far from the altar. This place is anointed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
May you lift up your hands to the Lord, please. May you lift up your hands to the Lord, please. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father.
I have heard your word. I ask you to forgive me for not winning souls. Help me today not to just come to church, but to come to the house of God to participate. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of this house.
Give me the grace
to bring people
to this house.
In the name of Jesus, my shame is over. My shame is over. May you meet me at the point of my need. My miracle has located me. In Jesus' name. Shout amen 5 times.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So shall it be in Jesus' name. Okay, listen to me now. When I was praying in the office, I saw a picture of a baby. And is there anybody here who wants to receive a miracle of a child? Join your hands. Come, Apostle,
yes.
Come. Let's do it corporately. Father, we release grace. We release grace. We release grace. We release grace.
Yes.
You will soon testify.
Yes.
You will soon testify.
Yes.
You will soon testify. You will soon testify.
Yes.
You will soon testify. In the name of the Lord. Shout amen 3 times.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So shall it be in Jesus' name. It's coming, my brother. It's coming.
Lift up your hands. Lord, I release the grace. I release the grace. Whatever she believes you for,
yeah,
give it to her in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of the Lord.
Yes.
I release the grace. I release the grace. I release the grace. I release the grace. If I pray for you, go and sit down. I release the grace. I release the grace. Power. I release the grace. I release the grace.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes.
I command a miracle to happen in the mighty name of the Lord. I release that grace in Jesus' name. May you pick up, may you pick her up. I want to talk to her.
God.
Mama, lift up your hands. Open your eyes. Listen, the Lord says, before the end of this year, whatever you have been crying for will come to you. Everything, it will come. Now listen, I want you to call the name of Jesus 17 times, but the Lord told me already, you will not finish counting. The power will be over you. Here we start. One.
Jesus. 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 Five.
Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 10. 11. 12. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17, victory, 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 in Jesus' name. It is well. It is well with your soul. It is well. It is well in Jesus' name. May you lift up your hands. Even that one. Father, I release the grace.
Yeah.
I release the grace. Power. I release the grace in the name of Jesus Christ. I release the grace. I release the grace in Jesus' mighty name. Karabashakatarabu. In the name of the Lord. Come on the platform. I have a prophetic word for you. Come on the platform. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. You are a prayer warrior, but sometimes you resist it. But the Lord says, when that spirit of prayer comes upon you,
yes,
don't worry. Just get in. And the more you pray, the more God will use you. Have you heard me? Something powerful is going to fall upon you right now.
Yes.
Under this apostolic grace, I release that prayer life all over you. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Glory.
Dr. Nelson, there is a spirit of prayer,
yes,
that has just come upon him. It was already there, but there was a bit of some resistance. But now there will never be that resistance. He will pray for hours, this one. I release that grace.
Yes.
I release that grace. I release that grace. I release that grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Okay, listen to me now. Lift up your hands, all of you. I'm going to lay hands on all of you in the evening service. I'm going to lay hands on all of you in the evening service. Tonight is deliverance.
Yes.
Deliverance. So all of you come tonight. I'm going to lay hands on all of you in the name of the Lord. All of you, we will lay hands on you tonight.
But just lift up your hands. I'm making a declaration. Yeah. And just say amen, 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 amen. Okay. The grace. May you meet that need of the family today. In the name that is above every name, we release grace. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we ask. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive it. It is well. Now, everybody,
yes,
lift up your hands.
Hallelujah. Everybody.
Say these words. Say, Heavenly Father, the shame is over.
It's over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For meeting all my needs.
All my needs.
My needs,
my needs
are met.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
The shame is over.
It's over.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
2017 is my year.
It's my year.
For victory.
For victory.
Power and grace.
And grace.
Now shout amen 5 times.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So shall it be in Jesus' name. Yes, yes. I'm going to pray for these business cards here. Amen. I'm going to pray for these business cards here. And each one of us, church members, church family, get one and go, get one, what you can get, and go and give somebody and invite them to come to the house of God. Amen? The man of God will be at the back door to give them out. Let me pray for them first. Father, I anoint
yes,
this
Lord,
business
hallelujah.
Cards. Whoever will receive this card, the conviction of the Lord will be upon them to make sure that they come to the house of God. Anoint these your people. Anoint your children with power and anointing. In Jesus' name, I pray and I ask. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Now, as you come in the evening, bring a dangerous seed.
Amen.
Bring what?
A dangerous seed.
Bring what?
A dangerous seed.
You know, and that dangerous seed, before you can bring it, write on it and say, grace.
Yes.
Grace. Grace. 3 times.
Yes.
You shall testify.
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
I say you.